Session 3. The Waiting is Over. The Israelites had waited a long time, hundreds of years, for the Messiah, the Savior, and King God promised would come. The prophets had told them about a good king who would rule forever, bringing peace and security to the whole earth. This was good news for a people who had lived through generations of slavery, wars, and exile. Now the time had finally come. Mary was a young woman living in the town of Nazareth, which was in the area of Palestine called Galilee. She was engaged to Joseph, a descendant of King David. An angel came to Mary and told her that she would give birth to a son. Luke 1, verses 31 through 33 says, "You are to name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever." Mary willingly accepted the angel's message. During this time, Palestine was under Roman rule, and Augustus was emperor of the Roman Empire. He ordered that a census be taken, which meant everyone in the empire had to be counted. People had to travel to their family's hometown to be registered for the census. Bethlehem, a town a few miles outside of Jerusalem in the area of Judea, was the city of David. Since Joseph descended from David, he and Mary had to go to Bethlehem, about 60 miles away, to register. When they finally arrived, Mary was about to give birth, and the town was filled with other travelers who had come to be registered. There were no guest rooms left in the town. Mary and Joseph found a place among the animals, and Mary gave birth to Jesus. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, a feeding trough for the animals. In the fields surrounding Bethlehem, shepherds were tending their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel appeared before them. They were terrified. The angel told them not to be afraid, but to go to the town and look for a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. In Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, the angel said to them, "I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found the child just as the angel had said. After telling Mary and Joseph what the angel had said, they returned to the fields praising God for all they had heard and seen. After Jesus was born, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem looking for the child who had been born King of the Jews. Micah 5, verse 2 says they learned from the priests and scribes that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. A star guided them to the house in Bethlehem where Mary, Joseph, and the child were staying. There they honored him with gifts. Herod, king of Judea, was infuriated when he learned about the new king. He ordered that all the children 2 years old and under, living in and around Bethlehem, be killed. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and warned him to flee to Egypt. That night, the young family packed up and headed for the safety of a faraway country. They stayed in Egypt until Herod died. When they returned, they made their home in Nazareth. The Messiah had arrived on earth as a baby, and few people even knew it. A king unlike the world had ever known, God came to live as one of us in the person of Jesus Christ, melding human and divine in one and fully experiencing as a human the pain, joy, frustration, sorrow, and temptation of us all. The Messiah had come. The waiting was over.